Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart with host mother-daughter team Dr. Gloria Call Horsley, marriage and family therapist, and Dr. Heidi Horsley, both experts in the area of grief and loss. Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi dedicate this show to their deceased son and sibling, Scott, and to all of the parents and other family members who have lost loved ones before their time. Each week, Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi and their guests will share stories of loss, hope, and renewal.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley with my co-host, Dr. Heidi Horsley. Each week, we welcome you to Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who have suffered the loss of a child. We know you've hurt. We've been there. We know that some days you feel like you can't get out of bed. We know how that is. We know how much you long and love that person who you've lost in your life. Well, Heidi and our guest today and I are going to talk about this and talk about the hope and renewal that you can have and how you can get through those days. I want to start out with an email from Carl Snipp. Carl and I are on the National Board of the Compassionate Friends, and he sent me a part of an email he received from an Ellen Geller. Now, Ellen was a hospice nurse who worked with his son Dave while he was in his final months of, I believe he had a brain tumor. Well, Carl and Ellen have, she's one of those remarkable nurses that are in this world. She's kept in touch with Carl for the last 18 years.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and she just recently sent him an email, and this is a little piece of it that Carl sent me. Ellen says, honestly, as I think of the Compassionate Friends, I think it's the best organization. It really helps me when I'm working with my hospice families. I really love Healing the Grieving Heart series. So many people that I work with have listened to it, have listened to the show, and where they have not found comfort elsewhere, they love and listen to those archive shows from the Compassionate Friends website. That's so great, Ellen. Eileen, thank you for calling it, emailing that to Carl. It's great. And Carl, thank you for sending it to us. And that reminds me, Heidi, that I want to tell people to remember that they can go to our website, healingthegrievingheart.org, and that they can download our shows now on iPod. I think we have about 43 shows that you can download with our wonderful guests that we've had on the show. And also, you can listen to our shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the archives through the Compassionate Friends website. You can also email us through our Healing the Grieving Heart website. And I just wanted to remind you that today we are pre-recording the show, so you won't be able to call in, but keep the emails coming. We received some wonderful emails. Well, Heidi, would you introduce our fantastic guest today?
Sure, I'd love to. Our topic today is to take away the hurt. Our guest is Flavia Weeden. Flavia is one of America's leading inspirational writers and illustrators. Encouraging the expression of real feelings, her concern to bring hope to the human spirit constitutes the core of her life's work. Known for her gentle understanding of the human spirit, Flavia has touched the lives of millions for over 4 decades. With the grace of her words and the simplistic beauty of her artwork, she reaches into the hearts of people and reveals the power of care and the presence of hope. Flavia shares her own experience of loss and reminds us, time will soften the pain, but it is love that will heal the heart. Flavia suffered the loss of her 2 baby boys just 1 year apart, and she's written a beautiful quote that I'd like to read. Living through the loss of a child can lead us to a deeper knowledge of life's gifts and a kind of strength that we never knew we had. The time came when I could no longer dwell on questions that had no answers, and I searched for insight and a rite of passage to change my focus toward positive memories and feelings. My healing began when I realized I could not have felt this sadness about losing my babies unless I had first been blessed with the joy of loving and wanting them. The real emptiness in my heart would have been never having had them at all. Wow. Well, Flavia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You make me, I thank you for reading that. I'd forgotten that I had said those words, and I have notes about the same words, but you read it so eloquently. Thank you. That's truly how I feel.
They are wonderful words, wonderful, wonderful words from a bereaved person. Could you tell us about your 2 boys and what happened?
Yes. First of all, from the time I was a little girl, all I wanted to do was to have children. And so my first baby, a little boy, was born 2 months early on a Halloween night. Mm-hmm. And first I should say most preemies, especially during the seventh and eighth months, have immature lungs. Their lungs are getting ready to develop so that they can breathe outside oxygen.
Right, and, they're kind of sticky together.
Right, and
yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't realize that all hospitals, especially small ones, many of them are unequipped to handle preemies. And that happened to be one of the hospital I was in then. And when he started struggling to breathe, all I could think of was I just started shouting, do something, help him, help him.
Right.
And finally, he was delivered by a nurse because my doctor never got there.
Oh.
And I remember the nurse saying, we have no special care for preemies. And I thought, special care? I mean, you do something. Anyway, I remember the next instant, I remember reaching over and holding his hand. And I held it. And he only lived about 5 minutes.
What was his name?
I never named him.
You never named him?
I have to tell you, I look back on these. I've had people ask me, what did you name him, and did you have him buried? What all of this?
Uh-huh.
And you guys, during that time, I mean, when he was born, I thought, we have 2 more months. I have, you know, we can decide
right.
on his name.
Right.
And so all he was to me was my little boy.
Uh-huh.
When I was holding it, I held his hand until he died, and he only lived about 5 minutes. And after those minutes, I was in such a state of disbelief that it wasn't real to me. I thought, what is this? I'm in someone else's nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And my world became so blank and empty. And all I could think of was all these questions that I had, and they were unanswered. And I remember feeling like my heart wanted to scream out that giant word, why?
Right.
I think that that feeling of why that no one could answer stayed in my mind for such a long time. I couldn't let it go. But somehow, everyone, I guess, has individual thoughts about this, but somehow my thinking of him and not letting go of me being with him was keeping him alive in my mind. I thought if I stop thinking about this, I can't go on with my life. I mean, you can't just go on doing what you were doing. You can't let him go. And that was, I remember that being in my mind. And
Well, Slavia, I was wondering, because I know some of our audience out there who've had these little preemies die,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering then, that was how many years ago?
That was in 1954. Mm-hmm.
Do you think people have gotten more, were they attentive enough to you? Did they realize it? I mean, how did people treat you?
You mean in the hospital?
And outside.
Outside. Oh, just I think most of the little notes I had and most of the messages that people would give me was, I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and there's something else here. My father-in-law was, my husband and I had only been married a year, and
mm-hmm.
my father-in-law was a doctor, general practitioner, and he's the one that said, there's a doctor I want you to go to, and he became my doctor, but he wasn't an OBGYN. And it was very different then, because I just guess I was unaware of a lot of things. I thought you got pregnant and you had a baby, and you took that baby home and your whole life was changed. So this was like interrupting my sense of what my life was going to be.
Yeah, your life plan.
Yeah, exactly. And then somehow I got through that first year just by thinking of him and still wondering why no one can answer any of my questions. Then when I got pregnant again.
And how long was that?
It was a year. Let's see, it was a year later when the second baby died. So, I don't know, shortly, I guess.
Yeah, so a few months after the first baby died, you were pregnant again.
Yes.
Okay.
And I, on the following New Year's Eve, this is an unbelievable thing. My life became a rerun. I had a second chance and a second midnight trip to the hospital.
Mm.
And a second little boy born 2 months early.
Mm.
What I learned from the doctor then, once you go into labor and have a baby, if it's 6 months or 7 months or 8 months, your next pregnancy, your uterus becomes used to doing that then. Somehow it's a clock kind of a thing. And it was, and he was explaining this to me, why could this happen just the same 2 months early? He had an identical little face, but I had those same, I went to the same hospital and had the same doctor, and I, looking back on that, why didn't I change? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You do things that you look back on and you can't understand at all.
Yeah, especially when you're very young like that.
You know, I was, and and also another thing in there, which I think is a life lesson that I will talk about later, but I didn't want to hurt my father-in-law's feelings by changing doctors.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that just dumb? But I was young,
right.
And I thought, oh, I can't. No, he's a doctor. He must. So you have all these things in your mind that you try to figure out,
right.
And you need to just stop and look at yourself and say, wait a minute, what am I thinking? What's really important here? A baby or my father-in-law's feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he had the same problem. His lungs were struggling to take in air. And again, I remember saying all that, must be able to do something. The same nurse delivered him, and she was.
And the doctor didn't get there again?
No, he didn't get there at all then until after the baby was born. And, you know, it's funny, I have these on holidays, and I'm thinking, you know, New Year's Eve, he was probably at a party or something. I'm not blaming him at all, but I mean, I sure as heck did this. Anyway, I held him. I reached over and took him from this nurse's arms because I knew what was going to happen. What happens when preemies try so desperately to live, you can see their chest go in like you've put your fist there because they're just struggling so hard. And I,
Palladia, we're going to have to take a break at this intense moment. It's wonderful the way you're describing it. I know it's very heartfelt for our audience. And when we come back from break, we want to hear some more from Palladia about her early years with her two little boys who passed away. And we're your hosts, Dr. Gloria Horsley and Dr. Heidi Horsley. And please stay tuned to hear more from Palladia Wheaton. And if you'd like to email us about this or upcoming shows, you can email us through our website, healingthegrievingheart.org. You can also pick up our show on iPod. And today's show is pre-recorded, so you won't be able to call in, but we love to get your emails. And also, remember that the show is archived 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you can listen to it at any time, any of our past shows. I think we have about 42 now, and you can go through our website, or you can go through the Compassionate Friends website to pick up the shows. Please stay tuned for more.
Now you have an opportunity to own on CD 10 of the best shows from Healing the Grieving Heart. For only $60, this 10 CD set is perfect for the classroom, in bereavement group settings, or just to listen to in your spare time. Order the set now by calling toll-free 877-969-0010. All proceeds benefit the Compassionate Friends. Once again, that's 877-969-0010. Call today.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. LibraryofLife.org is a proud sponsor of Healing the Grieving Heart. An everlasting memorial website created at LibraryofLife.org is a permanent place to cherish and share your loved one's life through photographs, personal stories, poems, music, video, and heartfelt reflections. LibraryofLife.org helps thousands of families connect to a community of people who are dealing with a similar loss. I, too, have created a beautiful website for my son, Scott, and know that the process is simple and can be tremendously healing. Visit LibraryofLife.org today to find out more.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I am your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my host, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is to take away the hurt, and our guest is Flavia Wheaton. Flavia is one of America's leading inspirational writers and illustrators. Encouraging the expression of real feelings, her concern to bring hope to the human spirit constitutes the core of her life's work. Known for her gentle understanding of the human spirit, Flavia has touched the lives of millions for over four decades. With the grace of her words and the simplistic beauty of her artwork, she reaches into the hearts of people and reveals the power of care and the presence of hope. Flavia shares her own experience of loss and reminds us, time will soften the pain, but it is love that will heal the heart. Welcome back to the show, Flavia and Gloria.
Thanks. Bye. Welcome back, Flavia. And when we went to break, in case our audience wasn't here for the beginning, Flavia told us about her first little baby dying of prematurity and developed lungs, and now we're talking about her second little baby at the same hospital with the same situation going on again, a young mom.
Yep. I was so filled with anger after he died. This little guy struggled so hard to live, and I thought, he's trying so hard and there's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. And so I reached over from the nurse and picked him up and held him until he died.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I learned, I guess one of the first things I learned about these two experiences was that I started thinking about God and how I knew God had been with me both of those nights. And I knew I'd already made every promise I could ever make to him. But I still kept praying that he please try somehow to erase this time and to take it back or to make it a nightmare and I'll wake up.
Mm-hmm.
This was all after the fact, but I thought only God could erase all this.
Right, as so many of us think. And then you go to sleep and think you wake up and it's
exactly.
Not been real.
And but no answer came back to me because there was no answer. This is the first thing I learned about this. There is no answer when something like this happens. I tried to deal with it by going back to that lonely, empty place in my mind, and I never knew I could hurt that much until I finally faced the reality that life can be fragile, brief, and unfair. Mm-hmm. And I could never understand or change it. I thought that was important to know because that I realized I found some kind of a truth here because you can't change it and you have to just accept that this is happening and you have to know that you can go on and you can live with this because you've learned from it.
Now, Flavia, let me ask you a question. Obviously, you were recovering from having a baby.
Right.
And the insights that you received, how were you right at first, just for some of our audience who've just lost children?
You mean physically or?
Yeah, physically and mentally. And where were you? And were your family around you? Was your husband there? How did everyone deal with it?
My husband was not there either time. Mm-hmm. He was on a golf tournament out of town, and then he was somewhere else. And so that's why when I think of this, I think of it as me and my baby, because he wasn't there to share it with me.
So you were very much alone.
I was very much alone.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my father-in-law, Dr. Whedon, came in to the hospital to see me, and afterwards, the day after, incidentally, they had put me into a maternity ward.
Afterward.
And they're all bringing their babies, and I'm just sitting there, and I, you know, well, what happened to you? Where's your baby? Do you have a boy or a girl?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the worst time of it all.
Because, I was going to say, that's traumatic.
I mean, what did they think? Mm-hmm. I don't, this was a small hospital, but still, they were mm-hmm. medical people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling myself, oh, come on, now I just have to get back the way I was. It's okay. I mean, I can't bring him back. And I just talked to myself a lot. And I remember I thought, I have to try to put myself back together. And I had all these conversations with myself. But it was hard to find the me I used to be because I knew I would never be different.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I love that. It was hard to find the person you used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
It really is, because you are changed after this.
Right.
And God help me if they had lived longer and become an older child. I mean, I have such compassion for people that lose a child of any age. If I could hurt this much just having them a short while, I don't know how other people go through it, except that I have some secrets that I've, not secrets, but some thoughts that I've had that I think would help people. And I started thinking about them during this time. It's that.
You know what, before we get to those,
yes.
I want to ask you one question that comes up for me. Now, you have two other children.
Yes, a son and a daughter.
Could you tell us about getting pregnant again?
Yeah.
And
sure.
And then I want to definitely move on a little bit further on the show or some ideas that you have for people. But what, you know, how long did you wait and how did you have the courage to do that? And,
I couldn't not do it because I probably would have kept on getting pregnant all the time trying to have a baby. But what I learned in this interim is that, first of all, I have to have a different doctor and a different hospital and different care.
Mm. So you really had to pull yourself together to do that, right?
You have to forget the grief and start beginning again, because you're still alive and you have your life to go, you know, your life's going to go on, and you have to. And so I kind of folded in my mind, I kind of folded up my questions and all of these things and put them away like I would fold up a blanket and put it in a drawer. And I began to get one thing in my mind, and that, I think, helped to decide me to get pregnant.
How long was this?
Several months before I got pregnant. I don't know. Just
how long after your baby died did you get pregnant?
That's what I'm trying to think.
Oh, okay.
With the second baby, after the second baby, it was 2.5 years before.
You waited a while. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I realized then I had this, it's like I got it. Mm-hmm. And what I got was, it's not as important to understand life as it is to see the wonder in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I dwelled on that a lot, because having a baby is a wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this gave me kind of an inner an inner strength that I never knew I had. And I stopped questioning why about anything in life.
And then how did you get the courage how did you feel when you found out you were pregnant?
I was elated. I remembered when I called, when I found out I was pregnant, they didn't have cell phones then. And, I ran to a payphone and called my husband, and he wasn't in his office. I called my mother, and she wasn't home. I called my sister, and I called my brother, and no one was home. And I thought, here I am. I want to tell the world, mm-hmm. and no one's home. I remember that funny little instance. But with my my boy was born first. He was born.
Philippe, let me say something about no one's home, because I think you were really home then for yourself.
I do too. Isn't that funny? I wasn't lost. I was home.
And with the first two, maybe there was no one home, and more lonely. But you say, I think maybe you figured out that you were home.
I had such confidence in this doctor, just a great doctor.
I was going to say, you got very proactive.
Oh, I did. Well, I'm very, I have a lot of strength. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been skinny and, not fragile looking, but I mean, I can really, especially when it's about children, mm-hmm. I get this from my mother. My mother would hear a baby crying in a market, and she would walk over with me following her and say, oh, this dear little baby, and pick him up. And the mother would be standing there, and, my mother would have been arrested now. I mean, you don't do that. But she said, now look, look at this color and this kind of thing. All of a sudden the baby was laughing and we would just walk on like nothing happened. And I think I have a little bit of those genes in me because when it comes to kids, I'm very, very proactive.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's time for us to come up to break again. And we're your hosts, Dr. Gloria Horsley and Dr. Heidi Horsley. And please stay tuned for more from Philavia Wheadon. Philavia Wheadon is one of America's leading inspirational writers and illustrators, and she encourages the expression of real feelings. Her concern to bring hope to the human spirit constitutes the core of her life's work. And we want to remind you that you can access this show 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's archived on the Compassionate Friends website as well as Healing the Grieving Heart website. And we're now also happy to tell you that you can download the show on your iPod. Today's show is pre-recorded, so you won't be able to call in. But we would love to have you email us about about this show or any upcoming shows. So please stay tuned to hear more from Dr. Gloria Horsley, Dr. Heidi Horsley, and Philavia Wheadon.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. LibraryofLife.org is a proud sponsor of Healing the Grieving Heart. An everlasting memorial website created at libraryoflife.org is a permanent place to cherish and share your loved one's life through photographs, personal stories, poems, music, video, and heartfelt reflections. Libraryoflife.org helps thousands of families connect to a community of people who are dealing with a similar loss. I, too, have created a beautiful website for my son, Scott, and know that the process is simple and can be tremendously healing. Visit libraryoflife.org today to find out more.
Now you have an opportunity to own on CD 10 of the best shows from Healing the Grieving Heart. For only $60, this 10-CD set is perfect for the classroom, in bereavement group settings, or just to listen to in your spare time. Order the set now by calling toll-free 877-969-0010. All proceeds benefit the Compassionate Friends. Once again, that's 877-969-0010. Call today.
Women, do you feel that you're too old to be active, too old to be beautiful, too old to have fun, or too old to be fabulous? Well, if that's what you think, then there's good news for you. You're wrong. Tune in to Voice America every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Aging Outside the Box, Fabulous Women Over 50 with Shirley Mitchell. Aging Outside the Box is a fabulous, fun program that gives you every reason to feel greater than you ever have. Host Shirley Mitchell and O.E. Cruiser Small will cover phenomenal topics such as women's issues, health, diet, exercise, nutrition, faith, travel, and many other concerns for women of all ages. Feel young, feel smart, and feel fabulous by tuning in to Aging Outside the Box. Fabulous Women Over 50 with Shirley Mitchell every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your co-host, Dr. Heidi, with my host and mom, Dr. Gloria. Our topic today is to take away the hurt, and our guest is Flavia Whedon. Flavia is one of America's leading inspirational writers and illustrators, encouraging the expression of real feelings. Her concern to bring hope to the human spirit constitutes the core of her life's work. Known for her gentle understanding of the human spirit, Flavia has touched the lives of millions for over four decades. With the grace of her words and the simplistic beauty of her artwork, she reaches into the hearts of people and reveals the power of care and the presence of hope. Welcome back to the show, Flavia and Dr. Gloria.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Flavia, when we went to break, we were talking about the loss of your two lovely baby boys to prematurity, and then now you've moved on 2.5 years later, and you are pregnant again with your third child, and we're talking about how you tried to call everyone and nobody was home.
Yes.
We were saying Flavia was home for herself because you became very proactive.
One of the best things that ever happened to me was this doctor that I... the OBGYN that delivered my son Rick. He knew of my past history, of course, and so he had a probably one of the most dedicated pediatrician that specializing in preemies was there in on the delivery. So I had,
right,
with coming from no care, I had just all of this wonderful care, and even though it was hard. It was hard going because he still was having trouble breathing. They now had the first step into a neonatal field. They had.
And he was a preemie? Rick was a preemie?
Rick, I was born at 8 months.
Okay.
And so I, you know, I, but somehow I mean, I worried, but not as much because I knew that people that really knew what to do were helping me and helping him. It's an interesting thing. He was born in St. Mary's Hospital in Long Beach, and they have two nurseries there. It's a huge hospital, and this was in December of 56, so this was a long time ago. But they just had isolettes replacing incubators, which they were the same thing but more advanced. And if they hadn't had those, Rick probably wouldn't have lived either, because the neonatal units hadn't, the NIC units weren't available until it was just starting to begin during that period, and so Rick really was a miracle baby, but it's because I had this great care. It's so important. You don't know about it till after you don't have that kind of care.
Right. Well, Flavia, let me ask you, if we have some folks out there who maybe have had a child die, a preemie or whatever, and they're trying to get the courage to get pregnant again, or they're pregnant and afraid, or what recommendations would you have to people? What helped you?
I think what helped me the most was that I knew that you can't give up. You can't give up and just stop living. And if you still want children, you have to try again. Because especially now, I mean, the care that they can give preemies. Now, one thing I should make clear, though, my baby, they had no really physical problems. I just had them early.
Right.
And so, but the thing is, there's the advancement in that whole premature field, mm-hmm. and even in a full-term baby, they can do so much more now than they could
right.
before.
So now
and maybe
probably would have lived.
Oh, absolutely, they
yeah.
would have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They would have.
And one of the things I'm thinking that you might say to those folks out there, one of the things that I've really heard from you, Flavia, is I don't hear that you are angry with the medical world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, not at all. In fact, you see, look what they taught me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing. I hang out with a doctor. I'm divorced. but I mean, there are so many wonderful people in that field, and the technology is so great. This is, if you're going to have a baby, this is the time to have it.
Right. But I also don't hear you being angry at your father-in-law.
Oh, no. No.
I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that carry these hurts around forever.
Oh, and the thing is, oh, yeah, I don't. I was angry, I think, because I had to blame somebody, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I really didn't blame him. Looking all back at this, I blame myself.
Mm-hmm. But at first you may have been angry, but how did you give that up? Because that's one of the things I see with our folks. Early on, they have a lot of anger. And
well,
then people who seem to have moved, you know, beyond that, it seems to make their life a lot brighter.
You have to have the courage. It's courage, and you have to reach inside yourself and say, I can get through this, and this is see, that's another thing. There is no answer to why.
Mm-hmm.
Why did this happen? I mean, I was so angry at first. I don't understand. Why did this happen? Why? I took care of myself. I was so careful. Oh, this. None of that matters. The fact is, the baby died. The child died. But you still have that baby, that love and that child inside your heart, and you will never let it go.
Well, that's what I love. I love in your quote when you say, my healing began when I realized I could not have felt the sadness about losing my babies unless I had first been blessed with the joy of loving and wanting them.
See, that
kind of embraced that.
And it's very, very important, because I think so many people, I remember to someone who, after I lost the second baby, someone said to me, they were so sorry and they were just so sweet and nice, but she just said, now, you know, you can go on without children. And I thought, wait a minute. And then I realized, even if I don't have another child, I still have those, because that's really how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really lose something. They're still with you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to accept that and know that it's true.
Mm-hmm. So you do hold them in your heart, and you realize that she was right. You could go on, because we do have some of our audience who do not have other children and are going on.
And even with that, you have to understand that somehow, somewhere, in a place we don't know about, there are reasons for this. And maybe those reasons are to make us learn things from each experience, because I think that we do.
Mm-hmm. So, Flavia, do you have any special rituals that you do to remember your children?
Yes, I do, and this is going to be the most different one you've ever heard, I know. One night, I guess shortly after my second baby died, I went outside and I was looking at the stars. It was a beautiful night, and I looked up. I was looking at all the stars, and I saw two stars that were so close they were almost one, but I could see that they were two. And all of a sudden I found myself thinking those could be my two little boys.
Mm.
So I started talking to them, and all alone this dark night, and I kept those stars. I was talking to them and telling them that, you know, that I still love them and that they were with me, mm-hmm. and that I could talk to them now even though I couldn't see them, and I could talk to them in those when I looked at those stars. And that gave me a great deal of comfort. And it's interesting because now when I have my daughter and my son and my daughter that was born 2 years after my son, mm-hmm. I hear them sometimes talking. Of course, they're adults now, and I have two granddaughters, but they still, all the time they were growing up, I kept the idea that they had two little brothers, and we talked about them. Even when I would paint, I went back, when I started painting, again, I had such, I got a two-sided easel for these two little children, and we would talk and paint, and they would ask me about, and what about that little brother? Can he see me? Things like this. So I kept them alive.
That's wonderful.
And it's, can I keep talking?
Sure.
Oh, and so I could realize that even as when they grew up, oops, that scares me.
It's time for us to go to break now. And when we get back, we're talking to Flavia Whedon, and we're going to talk about her two little children that she lost, and we're talking about how Flavia remembers them. Flavia is one of America's leading inspirational writers and illustrators, and she encourages the expression of her real feelings, and her concern to bring hope to the human spirit constitutes the core of her life's work. You're listening to Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley and Dr. Heidi Horsley, and remember, you can email us on our website, healingthegrievingheart.org. You can also download all the shows on iPod. They're available, archived and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we hope that you will email us with issues or thoughts about these or other shows. Please stay tuned for more.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. LibraryofLife.org is a proud sponsor of Healing the Grieving Heart. An everlasting memorial website created at LibraryofLife.org is a permanent place to cherish and share your loved one's life through photographs, personal stories, poems, music, video, and heartfelt reflections. LibraryofLife.org helps thousands of families connect to a community of people who are dealing with a similar loss. I, too, have created a beautiful website for my son, Scott, and know that the process is simple and can be tremendously healing. Visit LibraryofLife.org today to find out more.
Now you have an opportunity to own on CD 10 of the best shows from Healing the Grieving Heart. For only $60, this 10-CD set is perfect for the classroom, in bereavement group settings, or just to listen to in your spare time. Order the set now by calling toll-free 877-969-0010. All proceeds benefit the Compassionate Friends. Once again, that's 877-969-0010. Call today.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria and Dr. Heidi on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffer the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I am your co-host, Dr. Heidi Horsley, with my host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. Our topic today is to take away the hurt, and our guest is Flavia Whedon. Flavia is one of America's leading inspirational writers and illustrators. Encouraging the expression of real feelings, her concern to bring hope to the human spirit constitutes the core of her life's work. Known for her gentle understanding of the human spirit,
Flavia has touched the lives of millions for over four decades. With the grace of her words and the simplistic beauty of her artwork, she reaches into the hearts of people and reveals the power of care and the presence of hope. Flavia shares her own experience of loss and reminds us time will soften the pain, but it is love that will heal the heart. Welcome back to the show, Flavia and Gloria.
Hi.
Thank you.
Well, Flavia, when we went to break, we were talking a little bit about your art and how you remember your children and the boys that died prematurely, and how your other two children painted with you and at the two-sided easel. Yeah. And that gets me into something I'd like to talk about, which is sure. your work. And I would love everyone to go to your website. It is so fabulous. And you do, I'm just amazed at all the things that you do that you show on your website. First, there's a great picture of you.
Well,
very lovely.
Thank you.
But you have all these wonderful products, and you have even blank checks. I love that. They're absolutely adorable. And you have e-cards that people can send out and talk posters. And yeah, talk a little bit more about your art and what it means to you, and tell our audience how they can access it.
Well, I have to kind of start at the beginning a little bit here. After I lost my first two babies, my husband and I divorced, and, yes, that's true. We divorced. We've been divorced twice, so I get kind of mixed up. We divorced, and I...
You've been divorced to the same man twice?
Yeah.
Isn't that
another dumb thing I do?
I don't know. It must be something karmic about that relationship. Anyway, so you got divorced after the boys died, and...
And I knew I had to... Wait a minute. No, you know what? I'm sorry. I wasted some time here. It was after I had my son and daughter that we divorced.
So years later.
Yes, but I still had this same feeling that I had now to support both my children and myself. And I thought, these are some things that I'm sure other people have felt. Sometimes you have to reach way inside and think, okay, now what could I do and still stay at home with my babies?
Yeah, you have to get creative, right?
You really do. And you, I tried, a few little jobs. None of it worked. I'd had a great career before I got married, but it was traveling.
Were you in art before you got married?
Well, I was in fashion design and merchandising and all those kind of things. So the world of color and line was very important to me, and I had loved to paint and write.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat out on the front lawn one day thinking, please, God, I've got to do something that I can stay here with them. And all of a sudden, I guess this is kind of out of context here, because the person that gave me the greatest inspiration in my life was, I'll say this very quickly, was my mother's kid brother, Jack, who was only a few years older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to talk to the moon when I was a child. And we lived in a poor area, and I used to tell the moon how much I disliked my name because no one could pronounce it, and the kids laughed at it. And then we lived across the street from a tire factory and next to a railroad tracks, and I wanted to live somewhere else. And all these things that can worry a 9- and 10-year-old, I told her the moon, because I didn't want to, I kept everything inside. And Jack heard me. We lived in the same house, and he heard me and told me the next day the things that really changed my life. He told me that, you see the, up in the sky, he said, you see those clouds? Behind those clouds are all your dreams and all your wishes, and they're just waiting for you. And he said, it doesn't matter where we live. That's not important. He said, you have to change the way you think. If you change the way you think, that won't matter anymore, because that's unimportant anyway. And he said, and I want you, when you go to school tomorrow, I want you to look around and see if any of these kids that have been laughing at you were named after a princess in a book, because you were.
Wow.
And which was true. And
It's certainly a wonderful name, and it's also a wonderful name for all your products.
It is.
Great.
Because it fits you.
I knew I was the only Flavia in the world, because but now I didn't mind spelling it or pronouncing it. And when I went to Italy, Flavia is everywhere. And so I became proud. Now, going back to this thing now about me supporting myself, Jack is the one who told me it's the way you look at life. You have to look at life in a different way, and you'll start seeing things change. And those things won't matter. And so he said, you can do anything you ever want to do, but you have to never give up. Just hard work will keep it. And he told me all these things. He was only 16 years old. I do not know he had such insight. It was remarkable. So back I am, and there's Ron in my house, and I'm talking.
And you've lost two children, and you've got two children, and you're divorced, and you're saying, now what?
I'm saying, I'm changing the way I'm looking at life, and I'm going to do this, whatever it is.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I could hear Jack's voice saying to me, Flavia, you can do it. Actually, I heard him. I mean,
I
know I
hear
it's
you.
Strange, but
and by the way, audience, you can hear Flavia say that. Say it for them, Flavia.
You can do it. It sounds so easy and all of this, and the thing is, it is easy. But you have to believe you can do it. And
right.
Once you know someone believes in you, it's easy to believe in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, it's a gift you're giving yourself, and you can do anything. And I thought, this is my answer. It's just like I didn't have to ask why anymore. Jack knew it all the time.
Right.
And so this is what I did. I started painting again, and my first art show was coming up. It was open art show. Oh, I know it's getting late here, but anyway.
Well, let me, Flavia, I don't want to miss this for our audience. So
okay.
The thing I want to say to the audience is, Flavia, give us your website.
Oh, it's Flavia.
You will remember, you can Google Flavia Artist and tell us some of the things you've got on there. It's really wonderful.
Well, we have the stories. I've written a lot of stories, and my daughter and I have co-authored a lot books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
and then you illustrate
cards.
Them?
Cards. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
And we have cards and as you said, posters and
e-cards that are fun to send.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, you can.
And them. Wallpaper. I loved your wallpaper.
Oh my God, I didn't even know it was on there. I stay so busy, I don't know what the other fingers are doing. You know that this is my life.
We can tell by the website. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Wonderful.
It's really great.
It is. And it's very healing.
You're a great inspiration, Flavia. And thank you so much for being on the show. And I know you're an inspiration to others who are going through their own journey. And the idea that they just have to believe in themselves, and you certainly have. And thank you so much for being on the show.
You're very welcome, both of you.
It's wonderful having you on the show. And next week we're going to have Tom Golden on. We're going to talk about gender and grief, knowing the difference, knowing our strengths. Tom Golden's a licensed clinical social worker, and Tom has a grief coaching business and is an author of Swallowed by the Snake and The Gift of Masculine Side of Healing, and A Man Knows You're Grieving, 12 Ideas for Helping Him Heal from Loss. This show is archived on the website healingthegrievingheart.org as well as Compassionate Friends websites. This is Dr. Gloria Horsley. Please stay tuned again next Thursday at 9 Pacific Standard, 12 Eastern, for more of Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal and support. Remember, others have been there and made it, and so can you. You need not walk alone. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley. And
Dr. Heidi Horsley.
Tune in next week.
Thank you for joining us today on Healing the Grieving Heart. Join us again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.